In the remainder of this symposium, we discuss issues that relate in general to the use of checkpoint inhibitors, and the first was the management of patients with early progression on imaging. Dr. Phil Glynn presented an 85-year-old man with renal cell cancer who received two TKIs and then third-line nivolumab. The patient felt much better on checkpoint therapy, although some of that may relate to stopping TKI therapy, which was causing some toxicity. In any event, on initial imaging, clear-cut objective disease progression was observed in spite of the fact that the patient was feeling well, and Dr. Glynn wanted the faculty's input on how to manage patients in this situation. Dr. O'Donnell began the discussion.
I've learned in these patients that, you know, you don't want to pull the immune therapy drug off too soon. Even if you've got a little bit of progression on scan and that patient looks good and feels good, I generally will try to keep the patient on the immune therapy drug, you know, get another scan, maybe you move that next scan up a little sooner than you would normally. But if that patient's doing well, why would you want to change gears there?
And that certainly is the mantra that we've been hearing from the melanoma people from the beginning about this kind of thing. But I was just more wondering, Betsy, specifically, what happens when you stop a drug like a TKI? It's causing a lot of problems, a lot of fatigue. Do you see the patients then getting better? And is it sometimes difficult to separate out whether that's what's going on or the drug is helping them?
Yeah, I mean, this looks like a patient who did not have a lot of symptoms from their disease, just judging by the fact that they were on these TKIs for 3 years. So they got a lot of benefit out of them. It could be rebound. I would hope that Dr. Glynn gave the patient holidays over that 3-year period, and so then it might be better known how they feel off of it, because that's a long time to be on it. But I absolutely agree with Peter. I think if someone's feeling well, you know, the scans are in some ways less important to your ultimate endpoint, which is keeping them feeling well. And certainly we've seen, especially in renal cell, regression after initial progression. So we want to give them that chance.